In a world, four friends, one mission, to bring freedom to everyone involved.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Doing a thing for the podcast.
Did you say the name?
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
Well, boys, there's sticks in our hands and there's snacks in our mouths. Johnny boy, it's Thursday. What are we about to do?
We're fucking masturbating, boys.
Oh, God damn it. That's right. It's time for... Sorry, I still got Rice Krispie treat in my mouth. Fuck.
Well, that's what they're calling it nowadays.
Yeah. It's a new term, bro. It's like a slap. No. It's time for Freedom Friends Master Debate.
My mouth is full of Krispies.
Gross. Time for a Freedom Friends Master Debate, where us, the Freedom Friends, solve the world's problems one fucking mediocre topic at a time that we actually make up. We create an issue, and we figure out how to solve it badly.
Just very, very badly.
Much like Fauci. As a matter of fact, our politics the last year have basically been just one big Master Debate. They could have called us. We could have knocked it out in 20 minutes. What the fuck?
That's your Master Debate standard, 20 minutes?
Well, it's 18 minutes to find the right video.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. A lot of scrolling involved.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Brought to you by warfightertobacco.com. Use the code FTFO. Screw yourself that fucking sweet 15% off discount over there. And of course, our friends, owellness.us. Use that code FreedomFriends25. Get yourself a quarter off your order on there. Justin, what you got for us, buddy?
All right, boys.
All right, boys.
All right, so this one was sent in by Mr. Grab Askey.
Yes. Greatest name ever.
Yes, it is. He wants to know, what do you do if you lose your dick in a tragic accident? Repair, replace, or what's probably Scott's option, accept it and get tits.
See, he almost had that right. Scott's option was accept it and shoot myself in the face.
Am I allowed to upgrade?
Yeah, can we upgrade?
Well, let's replace.
What, do you like get like a cadaver dick?
Oh, why not?
Be like, yo, I want a black guy.
Yeah. From the waist down.
Oh, no, I was thinking something like pneumatic.
Right? like you squeeze a ball and it's like, brrr.
Yeah, like the Reebok pumps.
Yeah.
Like,
or you know that, ball. You know that, those massage gun things? Like the hypervolts?
The head just goes, dig, 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 dig. Yeah. I'm about to punch your cervix, literally.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. That's what I was thinking. It's like one of those hypervolt replacements.
There you go.
Like swappable batteries and shit. Just like
changeable attachments.
Changeable tips.
Go to that fork attachment.
You open up a suitcase, you start laying shit out. She's like, what in the fuck? Like, just wait.
Just wait.
It's foreplay, baby. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about my little box of tricks here.
You're about to get DP'd by one dude.
Show out of whack. You know what? This kept me up at night.
Wow.
You just sat around thinking about losing your dick?
You're not in seven IEDs and realize how fucking lucky you are that you have all your parts without it coming across your mind at least once. You know what I mean? And I've literally thought about it. Like, fuck, dude, what would have happened if I'd have lost my dick? Like, I'm actually fucking more on your side about just fucking, that's it. Been real, guys. I don't think I can consider myself a man.
Unix standard?
Well, I don't think I consider myself a man anymore. Like, it would seriously fuck me up mentally.
Oh, wait a minute, do you just lose your dick or is it the whole package?
Yeah, are we talking dick and balls or?
He does not say, but I'm going to go with yes, dick and balls. Whole nine.
Ooh.
Losing it all.
That changes a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we should be a little sensitive on this issue because you know it's happened.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
And if you're out there living with this problem.
Did you go pneumatic?
Fuck, dude.
Like, I'm curious. Like, did you?
I would genuinely like to talk to somebody that had this issue because it fucking scared me thinking about that.
I think a guy could get past it. You just have to, like I tell one of my sons, you have to prioritize the things in your life. And you would just have to reprioritize the things in your life a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, if I could have it replaced, I would probably do that. Or I would just become a woman. One of the two. I don't know.
So the options are repair, replace, or get tits.
Well, I think he means like, what would y'all do? And then he just gave some examples.
Oh, just so it's not, I don't have to pick an option. Like I can come up with my own solution.
Yeah, fill in the blank.
Is it like I lost a finger where I can like put it on ice? And as long as I make it within a certain amount of time.
They did that with Bobbitt.
No, he said you lost it. So
they did it with Bobbitt.
That didn't happen.
So like, it's just gone.
It's gone. Yeah.
Okay.
It's roadkill.
It's blown to smithereens.
Okay.
You have smithereen dick.
Oof.
Yeah.
All I can picture is like a fucking Wile E. Coyote. Fucking just like smoke.
I think about that South Park episode where Butters keeps shooting people in the dick. He's like, dude, don't shoot him in the dick. God. Stop shooting him in the dick.
I just think of 21 Jump Street where the guy's trying to save his dick, so he puts it in his mouth because his hands are fucked up.
Yeah. Good old Rob Riggle lost a dick in that movie. Pow!
Or like Evan in Range 15, where he loses his dick and he just talks his friends into trying to kill me! Kill me now!
By a midget zombie. Fucking rips his dick off. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Recalculous.
I think my first solution is probably going to be figuring out what my replacement options are. And then make a call from there.
Yeah, I think I would need to know like a catalog.
Like medically, I don't know if it's possible. Can you get a cadaver dick?
Well, here's the thing. Are they going to be able to connect the nerve endings? Are you ever going to feel anything?
Like,
can you get hard?
If it's possible, a replacement's the way I would want to go.
I mean, because what's going to happen is it's going to be like, look, Doc, am I going to be able to come again?
Yeah.
Because if not, is Kevorkian still in business?
Yeah, or it's kind of a moot point. Yeah, like,
boys, it's the master debate. We've never been exactly to the fact. So
yeah, but this is a very factual debate.
Yeah, this is a specific question, man.
You can't dick dance around this subject.
This is one of
you gotta nail it down.
I'm looking at everybody's faces. Like, we're genuinely concerned about answering this.
This subject dictates a lot of thought.
Yes.
It does. It's a very hard thing to think about.
Yeah. Because that's why I asked whether or not it was a package deal.
Yeah. Like, are we playing ball here or... We can do this all day.
I think you guys are all shooting blanks right now.
Yeah, yeah. We're just trying to figure out the right decision so we don't end up with the short end of the stick.
Yeah. I don't want the shortest straw. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great lengths you could go to with certain options.
If a cadaver dick is available... I'd just be like, can it not be Irish this time?
What if it's
Asian?
Or Asian.
Okay, so what if a cadaver...
Can I have my foreskin back? I never
saved it.
Like, you people save your shit. But I never even got the option. Yes. You guys are looking at me like John, bet me up here.
I don't fucking say it. No idea where the fuck my foreskin went, but I don't have it.
No,
I haven't had it in, I don't know, 39 years.
Your mom's got it. I bet she kept it.
It's taped necklace. To a page in a scrapbook.
Yeah. Like, it's just... Looks like a little fucking donut.
You're going to have to rehydrate that thing.
Yeah. I mean, that would be my one thing. Like, if I had to like replace my dick, can I have foreskin back? Just because I'd like to know the option. You know,
but don't be wrong. Aardvark it?
I'm going to go with yes.
Maybe.
He just wants to be able to dock with somebody. Yeah.
Fucking judge me.
I'm not. I'm just saying what you wanted to do with it.
I mean, if tits over here was into it, fuck, I'd knock with you, buddy. Little schnoodling. Some schnoodling.
I'm going to go with replace.
Yeah.
But I would love for it to be a different color. It would be a great talking piece.
I don't even think I'd go black. I think I'd want like...
I'd go the darkest of blacks.
No, I think
just
I'd...
So it's like... Boom!
I want it to look like a mag light.
My 23andMe says I'm at least 10% to my knee.
It's all in my face.
I want it to be the only thing on me that's tan. Like, that's...
yeah, but tan, you run the risk of it being smaller than it originally was.
I've already gotten used to that. I wouldn't even know what to do with a big dick. I'd just be like, okay, like... Now I can disappoint you in larger quantities.
It'd be great because you could like bang your wife and accuse her of cheating on you at the same time.
She'd be like, you know, you
why
seem,
you like this better?
You seem to be enjoying bullshit. This a lot more than you used to. What the fuck over? Like, yeah, that's see, that yeah. would fuck with me. Like, no, that would fuck be, with me mentally, dude.
I would
like,
make it fuck with her. Not
okay,
me.
So how do you think a girl feels when she gets a boob job?
Well, so. So my wife had a reduction.
Okay.
All right. She had fucking massive neck issues and back problems and shit. Because after the kids, she was practical joke big, right? Her titties were fucking funny big, right? Like, remember in Weird Science when they're like doing on the computer and it's like, and they're like, it was like that. Like, it was fucking, it was big. So she went from like an H cup to like C's.
Yeah.
Right. And it took her a while to get used to seeing that. You know what I mean? Like it fucking, and it does kind of fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like I totally get it. You know? Yeah, that'd be fucking weird. It would take, like, how long would it take before you, like, get out of the shower and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, fuck. Like,
oh, that is, well, I would have been jerking off in the shower, so.
That's true. I'm a shower baby kind
of
guy.
Oh, speaking of jerking off, you would have to wait this a is certain the amount of debate. Time. Otherwise, you would literally jerk it off.
That's true. You'd have to wait for it to completely heal. You couldn't pull on that thing.
Doctor's like, no, don't jerk it off. No.
You couldn't use it for probably
6 months.
Six, 8 months, yeah.
Who knows? I'm not a doctor.
Is that stitches and surgical glue?
Yeah, I don't know. Because there's like, muscles in there, right?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know if it's
restitching
possible.
A muscle.
And if you... Did you lose the whole thing down to like?
I got nice calves. I'd be like, take my calf. I'd be like, I'll be an amputee. Fuck that. Take my calf.
It looks like a baby's arm holding an apple. Well,
I walk on my toes like an asshole. You're welcome.
No, we're assuming that you lost it like all the way down to the base, or is there still like stump left? Because then if you change colors, you could literally have like a stripe job.
Mm. Like what happened?
Like, look like a barber pole stick.
Doc, I need two cadavers.
I'm a zebra.
Just to complete the zebra.
I thought we were going to be serious about this, guys.
The amount of confusion that the poor ladies in our lives would see. They'd be like, what in the fuck?
They're going to listen to this and we're all going to get served.
Yep.
You'd learn
but then you could literally offer, you'd be like, do you want both colors or just the front?
No. Would
like,
you take outside input?
I got a depth line.
Or would you make the decision on your own? You know what I mean?
Are you bringing in like a catalog and be like, guys, no, so these are the options they
like,
gave me.
Like, John, okay, and today, right
I
now.
I would consult my wife and be overly judgmental about any decision
that's what
she
I mean.
Made.
Like, how does that conversation
we're married.
Go?
I'll be like, what do you mean you want a bigger
you're like,
one?
You're like looking in a milk and you're like, close your fucking mouth. Jesus Christ. Inappropriate. Yeah. God.
Like, oh, I'd love do you want to wipe your chin?
Like, what? Do you want to wipe your chin? Like, this is a little...
like fucking... I didn't see you drooling like this every time I popped the fucking the 3-inch monster out. What the fuck? Like, yeah.
This isn't Christmas, goddammit.
Yeah.
They're in there like the Toys R Us catalog, circling shit.
Yeah. I like, one of these three.
Sliding it back and going
it's like the fucking want ads.
It's like classified.
I've got a wide color variation, but they all seem to be the same size. I don't.
These are all like solid 3 inches bigger than my last one. This is fucked.
I thought you'd like that more.
Right. I did just fine with what I had.
Yeah. Is your aim going to be thrown off too?
I'm assuming you would.
Right?
Because we're all kind of used to like our barrel length.
Learn how to like piss all over again.
Like,
yeah.
No, I'm not worried about piss. I'm worried about hitting something with it.
Yeah.
No.
Like you're very aware of where it is at all
the
times.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
Now all of a sudden like, you fuck around and you're like, I went 4 inches
smack
bigger.
Your dick on something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now you got some extra length. Now it's
as long as it's my knee, I'm okay with it.
You fucking just constantly hitting the corner of your desk.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
you sit on it. Like, oh, fuck. God damn it.
Better than my balls.
Yeah, but you lost those too.
I think
are
I'd
you
like
getting
my
the whole package
be,
replaced or are you just getting the dick replaced?
I think I'd like to have my balls a different color. Just my balls. Just have like some fucking dark purple fucking balls and then.
And then
put a rubber like band on.
John Holmes white
he wants
dick.
The balls of a dog and the penis of a big black guy.
Just put a rubber band on them.
I don't know.
They'll
fall off
they'll
again.
They'll turn purple.
Yeah, before they fall off. Fuck that.
Well, don't leave the band.
Just fight club them.
Rubber band on.
Yeah, right.
This is a stupid debate.
Because her other ones have always been so intellectual. Right?
Because the other ones are so life-shattering and changeable.
Huh. I think it's a stupid debate because all of us put way too much thought into it. And we were like, oh, I don't know.
We put more into this than solving fucking like actual world debating problems.
I think the only one that we put more thought into besides this one is
ninjas.
Yep. Pirates, yeah. Pirates versus ninjas.
Yeah.
Mm. That was a solid debate.
You know what's hilarious?
I would kind of like to like pump my right ball and it's like, bump, 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 bump. Yeah. Like when you're done, be like, I'm finished. It's fucking
2021.
You squeeze your left one, it lets it out. That's good. That's good.
It's 2021. They have to have, like, why isn't that a thing?
It's probably a thing.
Well, yeah, there's all sorts of people out there that get if like, it was all the thing, weird implants and mm-hmm. piercings and all
if
that
shit. If it was
shit,
a thing.
I know that there is penile enlargement surgery. Yep.
Justin, I need you there's to do it. There's a dude on TikTok
called the Dick Doctor.
I'm already doing it.
And that's what he does. Your search history is going to be as fucked as Jones's.
Wish.com is going to be great.
But like, it's a dude on TikTok called the Dick Doctor. And he literally does, he performs cosmetic surgeries on dicks.
We just learned a lot about what you're searching on TikTok. Right?
This fucking shit pops on for you, man. Whatever.
Has never come across mine.
But, well, I've been pretty fucking straightforward that I ain't the fucking world's biggest dick in this. So, shit.
I'm happy to have one at all.
Right? Especially after this fucking debate, right? Fuck.
Just go to show your level of friends, though, because like you could have good friends and be dying and be like, my kidney's shutting down. Just be like, dude, I got you. Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah, right. I'll give you a kidney. It's like, my dick's gone. It's like, dude, sucks to be you.
Sucks to be you. I'll give you a bullet.
You should get some boobs. Yeah. Yeah. Great doctor. Yeah.
Like, I've given you another organ, part of my liver or whatever, but.
I guess there's a way to inject, essentially, probably collagen to like give yourself girth of your dick. And I'm not fucking okay with that, man. Like, that's terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Like, that freaks me the fuck out.
Does it ever go away?
I think it does. I think it's like a fucking treatment plan.
Yeah, you absorb
plan.
It. It's like people that go get lip enlargements. Eventually, your body absorbs.
I hate that shit. If you're a woman out
there.
You
look fucking stupid.
Does your Botox look like that then?
No, no. Yeah. If you're a woman out there that gets Botox.
I just imagine it looks like a football.
I literally think that you have an abusive relationship because it looks like you got punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah. The lip implant thing. And it's stop like.
That. Moni. With your big ass lips. Love you, sweetheart. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Stop getting those fucking injections.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah, right.
Like, fuck.
So boys, in 2018, surgeons at the Johns Hopkins Hospital performed the world's first total penis scrotum transplant.
Of course it happened in Baltimore. Fuck.
Transplant.
Okay.
The guy who lost his penis actually lost it due to an IED in Afghanistan.
Oh.
And after a 14-hour procedure, they replaced his abdominal wall, gave him a new scrotum, and attached a donor penis. They said, we are optimistic he will regain near normal urinary and sexual functions. So, like,
do you
he
know,
got, like, a whole new one.
So, that was 2018.
If you had timed it right, you could have gotten an Olympian
long-term
dick.
Effects. Like, where is he now, if you can?
Yeah, that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you had timed it right, you could have gotten an Olympian dick.
Yeah.
You could have a dick that was on the front of a Wheaties box.
No, that one's just inside out.
Yeah, like they just fucking.
Does
yeah.
he? Didn't he still have
they
it?
They turned their Audi into an
A. I don't know. Yeah.
Doesn't he still have it?
No, I think he went full on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. He just took a broom handle and.
Yeah, he just pokes it in until it stops.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. If
he goes like this, it's like
if you're
pops back
it happened again.
If you're ever banging something and
he sneezes
and you bottom out like 4 inches. It was probably not a well-hung dude.
Dude, my boy.
I'm never going to have that problem.
Dude, me and my buddy Freddie took my buddy. Sono shit, there I was. Me and my buddy Freddie took my buddy Brian down to Tijuana. Now, Freddie and I, both Marine grunts. Brian, civilian dude, never served. Big dumb fucking moron. But like we were all door guys together. We had a night off. We went down to Tijuana. Brian fingers this fucking like hooker in this bar. And he's fucking bragging to us about it. We're like, that one? He's like, yeah. And me and Freddie, without skipping a beat, we're reading each other's minds. We're like, that's a dude. And he was like, no, it's not. I'm like, how's it feel? And he's like, kind of lubey. I'm like, it's a dude. They don't get wet, dudes. They put lube up there so you feel it. And they're like, we had him fucking convinced that he fingered a tranny, dude. Fucking hilarious, dude. And to this day, if he's anytime Freddie or I talk to him, we're like, yeah, remember that time you fingered that dude? He gets fucking irate, just gets maniac pissed off because he still believes that she wasn't a fucking dude, bro. Yeah, she was dude, man. I'm sorry. That used to, yeah, that was, I bet you bottomed out around knuckle two, right? Like, it's fucking with him constantly. To this day, he still freaks the fuck out, man. But
more of the story, don't go to TJ.
Well, that's for damn sure. Some good bars down there, though.
If you just want good, to get trannies.
No, there's good bars.
So the closest article I could find about our transplant guy is from November of 2019, but it says he's still doing good.
Nice.
The good only thing that is a little concerning is it says that he's, after 18 months transplant, the patient is able to urinate without problems, have normal sensation in the penis, and have near normal erections.
Popsicle sticks and duct tape.
What is a near normal erection?
I don't know.
It's like when you had one of those yard sprinklers and then it like loses control and just starts fucking like
Well, because your abdominal wall, like,
you want to try that one again?
Abdominal
there you wall. Go.
Abominable.
Your abominable wall.
Your abdominal wall. I did it again. Your abdominal wall. Like that muscle lining is what fucking controls the PF flex of your cock, yeah?
Sure. That and excess blood flow.
Well, right. But I'm wondering if that's...
It's never excess, Chaz.
I get a dick and a brain and enough blood to run one at a time.
Yep. Yep. Get a hard-on and pass out.
No, it just doesn't work up there anymore.
Wasn't that in a movie? Was there a movie thinking about that? Yeah. Your dude would get a boner and he'd pass out. Was that in Van Wilder?
Oh, I don't think
be,
so.
That'd be funny. That'd be funny.
Well, the dude's dick was so big that he'd get a boner and he'd pass out. I don't remember. It was in a movie. I don't remember what it was.
No idea.
I think it was like Van Wilder or something.
I don't remember that in Van Wilder. Maybe, though.
I don't know. Which, funny enough, is based on fucking Burt Kreischer. Did you know that?
Is it really?
Van Wilder is based on Burt Kreischer.
No.
Because Rolling Stone did a expose on Burt when he was in college about being like the world's biggest party animal, the country's biggest party animal. And that's who wrote the guy who wrote the article went on to make that fucking movie.
Oh my God.
It's based on fucking Burt.
That's awesome.
That dude left Rolling Stone and went to work for National Lampoon.
Yeah.
Because National Lampoon put out Van Wilder.
Correct.
Hmm.
Or some, there was some kind of connection there. But yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. So it looks like we can get cadaver dicks, guys.
That's good. Good
or a donor dick, apparently. They didn't even say that was a dead man's dick. It just said a donor dick.
It could have just been like a, like his preferred
right
lady. How's that go, Justin?
No.
How's that go, dude?
Nope. Nope.
I like Justin. Dudes with tits.
I don't want to lose my job.
That's fucking hilarious.
So.
I think it's funny that you've like pulled rank on him about that.
Yeah, damn right.
Hey man, he's on producer time.
Doesn't matter, it's on Spotify at this point.
Yeah, right.
We've got a button, it's still out there.
Yep. Yeah, I guess it could have been. It could have been somebody just going, hey, I don't need this anymore.
Here you got go. An extra.
Here you go, guy.
No, I think the donors come from dead guys.
I'm assuming so, because I'm pretty sure you still need your dick to become a woman, like to have the surgery, the bottom surgery.
Yeah.
You still, like they take that skin and repurpose it.
Yeah.
You drill a hole.
It's like recycling. Like they recycle your dick into a vagina.
Otherwise, it would be like a gunshot wound you're putting your dick in.
No, right? I think you're right. And that's actually, it's actually how they keep us.
Some Viking just walks in there with a hatchet.
Like, I think now I'm a girl.
No, I think that's actually how you maintain sensitivity.
Yeah.
Essentially, they keep the nerve cluster.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't think anybody would do it otherwise. You already got to have...
You know, that's going to be the worst job to be really good at.
I bet they make so much money.
No, but it doesn't matter because if you know how... If you know how good you can do it, you're going to second guess every other one you see for the rest of your life.
No.
Or when you got to build your own.
Totally, yeah.
No. Yeah. No. Because you are going to be the expert. You are the one person on this earth that is going to be able to look and absolutely without question know.
Sure, but you know how to build one perfectly.
Yes.
So every other one that just grew naturally.
So once you perfect your set of skills.
Here, hold on. I'll put this in terms he'll understand.
The $6 million.
Would you rather build your next rifle or buy one off the wall?
Okay.
That's going back to another debate that we had. That's a but solid
every,
point.
But every rifle you pick up, you look at it and you inspect it.
You're
going to
be like, ooh, I could build this better.
But I know if one has been built versus...
Sure, but how rare is that one that's been built perfectly?
Well, that's pretty rare.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Every once in a while, somebody built a perfect one.
That is a hell of an analogy, man. Well done.
Well done.
Well done. I just watched the realization come over his face. Yeah, he went, oh, fuck. Yeah. That was fucking right on.
On that note.
Yeah. Like, share, subscribe, everybody.
tell your mom.
Tell your friends.
Feel free to delete this
maybe
fucking
don't.
Podcast.
Maybe yeah. don't tell anybody
maybe
about this
Maybe don't tell
one.
Mom about this one.
Yeah, yeah. Not my mom.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, fuck. I'm going to get another beer. I'm
brought to you by wellness.us. Warfighter doesn't want their name attached to this one.
Yeah.
Fucking Warfighter. We have all of our original dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine came stock.
Yeah. Bone stock.
It's not Zing. The best one, but it's original. All original.
Yep.
Not a Everybody bolt-on. Here currently can say built, not butt. Fuck. Smoke on, drink on, freedom the fuck on. I'm fucking out of here.
I'm done. Fuck. Jesus. See you next week. Jesus Christ.